T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, Lloyd Austin, who heads to Pentagon, is very calmly telling people over the weekend, yeah, sure looks like China is preparing to attack Taiwan.
It looks like them exploring what their true capabilities. It looks a lot like rehearsals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've been rehearsing for quite some time. This didn't happen. But
yeah. And Russia doing the same thing, looking like they're rehearsing to be trying maybe to invade Ukraine. Look, if I were China, okay, this is me personally, and I was going to take Taiwan, that was on my high up on my to-do list, I would do it now.
Yes.
This is when I would do it, because you don't know. Joe's not going to last forever, and he may not even last 6 months. God bless him, just because of his age. And so, you know, you don't know what the next Democrat's going to do, and you don't own the next Democrat because their kid hasn't taken, you know, $1 billion deal from
it. Exactly, or sold any paintings
Or sold any paintings yet. And, you know, don't forget that they have they trace those deals. So when Hunter took the money from the Chinese, that was illegal. He wasn't registered as a foreign agent. It's a felony. People never went to prison for it until Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign, chairman for a while. But so anyway, long story short, they got Joe. Joe can't do anything. The way to retaliate here, okay, foreign policy of the United States of America under Trump, under Biden, under Obama has always been the same about Taiwan. And they actually get it written down by Rand Corporation and other people. We actually write our policy. We actually know what the official policy is of the United States of America. And it's not necessarily to intervene militarily, because that's just not going to work out. It's not going to end right. And it's not even going to be the most effective thing to stop an invasion of Taiwan. There's a reason you didn't see this under Trump and you are under Biden. And that's this. The way we really devastate China in the way that they care about the most, because they don't care about their own citizens, Lee. They don't care, you know, how many of them would die in a war with us. They don't care about that. It's immaterial. They got plenty more. What they do care about, though, is their trade with us. We are their number one trade partner. We take in 60% of their foreign imports. We could crush them.
Well, when we can get them through the ports.
If we ended that, I know. We could crush them if we ended that. So the way you handle them on Taiwan and everything, you don't need to fire a shot. In fact, that doesn't even make sense. You say, you know, we're going to do whatever, trade restrictions, trade, whatever. And that opens up to begin to straighten the port mess out.
Yeah.
It solves a lot of different problems. I mean, this is, again, once again, one of those things that the Biden administration could do that would really help its approval rating. Hey, you know what? Look, we're going to punish for China, for Taiwan. We're cutting them off on trade. We're going to go ahead and take a third of their trade with the U.S. Done, finished, over. We're going to give tax cuts to the American manufacturers to help them get started here. Give them big tax breaks, federal tax breaks. Start with that. We're going to make this stuff here now. You escalate this with Taiwan, we'll take another third. And we're not going to have to deal with the ports anymore, because we're going to make it here. See, like that kind of stuff, just even say it, right, Lee? Like, even if you're Biden, you're never going to connect.
Exactly.
Just say, that's why, I mean, just talking about it and getting halfway there in most cases. Trump had the Chinese on their heels. And by that, of course, I mean the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese people are slaves. We feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But no, you don't hear that from Biden. And that's why they're emboldened as they make these moves. That's how you punish them with trade. And Biden won't do it. And then did you see Tony Blinken? What a joke.
Oh,
our Secretary
please,
of State. There will be repercussions.
Yeah.
No, there won't. Yeah, these guys, Blinken and Biden, don't even dare to bring up COVID with the Chinese. Yeah. They can't even do that. And I'm not talking about getting angry about COVID. I'm talking about even asking the Chinese to help us determine where COVID came from so we can better combat it. They won't even ask that. You think they're going to do anything with trade? There's no way. So Tony Blinken was out this weekend going, we're going to need to pound the test. You, they better watch out. Or what, Tony? Or what? He doesn't say. Because these are empty threats.
Yes. And the Chinese know that. And the Russians know it, too, with their situation in Ukraine right now. And that's very, that's probably more likely to happen, that Russia is going to finish out the Ukrainian invasion.
Why not?
Yeah.
Look, they already gave him the pipeline. They gave Russia the pipeline.
Right.
I mean, that was, you can't even understand how big of a deal that was. Obama wouldn't give it to him. Wouldn't greenlight it. Trump wouldn't greenlight it. They fought an entire war in Syria and wiped out the ISIS caliphate just so they could arc a pipeline across Afghanistan, across Iraq, across Syria, and then up into Europe, because that is their goal, is to get that energy, oil and natural gas, into Europe. And Biden's like, well, shoot, y'all didn't have to do all that. Just go ahead, I'll greenlight your pipeline. No problem. So the Russians are like, cool. We think we'll take Ukraine, too. Because why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Biden gave up all the leverage. He could have used that pipeline. If he was going to give it away,
exactly.
He could have used it to stop Ukraine, right. Ukrainian invasion if he wanted, but he didn't.
The art of not doing the deal.
Yeah.
That's the Biden administration.
Well, I think they already did the deal, Lee. I think Hunter got $3 million.
Well, yeah, you do that. Yeah, that's true.
From Putin associates.
Just saying, if you were really interested in diplomacy, if you're really interested in using the U.S. economic leverage to get something out of it for the country, not for your bank account or, well, anyway.
So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm a little disappointed, but understandable, to see the defense coordinator for Clemson, Brent Venables, head into Oklahoma. He does have ties there, so congratulations. He'll get his first head coaching job. And disappointed to see him go, because that's the one thing that Clemson could usually count on. The offense we haven't been able to count on too much. But, the defense has been still nationally ranked and has done a pretty fair job. So congratulations to Brent Venables, because that's going to be a great opportunity for him to go coach at Oklahoma. And, Gamecocks and the Tigers both got bowls. Both went going to condiment bowls here, the Cheez-It Bowl and the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So, good for them. At least there's something postseason.
Yeah.
So, it's just been one of those years. It's just been one of those years.
Oh. Meanwhile, the highest, in terms of hits.
Yeah.
I'm out of Facebook jail, by the way.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Yes, it's great. I feel free, but it won't last long.
No, it won't.
The highest number of hits I've ever gotten on a post.
Okay.
And I did not see
Let's
it coming
it.
On this one, right? You got to see this. And I don't know what the big deal is with, but it's a big deal. Congressman Thomas Massie, who's been on the show several times.
Right.
Posed for his family Christmas photo.
Yeah, I saw this.
With the machine gun.
Yes. No.
And okay, well, you tell it.
It was not a machine gun.
What do you call it then?
It's a big rifle.
It's like what is it, 60?
M16 or whatever.
It's something, I don't know. It's massive.
But you're talking about the family photo where all had the guns. Yeah.
Yes.
The weapons, yeah.
Yeah, high caliber weapons.
Right, yeah. So what?
Yeah, show all of them. You should see it. It's great. And you can tell they're used to handling guns, because they have them in the right position.
Exactly.
So I post this. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. It blows up 2.2 thousand likes or hates, depending on what people are doing and how can you do this. and people saying, oh, they're just, they're showing off this. But people don't understand. One of the cool things, we went to Cades Cove, my family. We love Cades. It's probably one of my favorite places on earth. Highest density of black bears anywhere, and they just kind of walk by your car. They don't care, because they know it's a national park. You can't shoot them. And so you go there, but they've got this great museum of people who lived in Cades Cove, 150, 200 years ago, that kind of thing, and then forward. And as soon as pictures are made, they've got from the beginning the pictures of the families that homesteaded there, the pioneers. Mm-hmm. And do you know how the men pose in those pictures? Same as Massey, with their guns over their hearts.
Yeah.
And it's picture after picture after picture. So that was a thing during that time.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not some GOP Republican congressman thing that's just started last year because they're trying to do, show off their guns. And I found those pictures fascinating, because if you look at what's in the picture, the family dog isn't even in the picture, right? But the gun is there, and they have it over their heart. And that gun was life or death. It was food. It was protection. There was no police. Yeah. There was no sheriff, even. It was, you and the elements. That was it. And so to see how dear those guns were, and the women don't have guns over their hearts, but the men's do. And they would pose that way. Mm-hmm. And it was family after family after family. They had their guns in their family. They wanted their guns to be remembered along with the loved ones. There wasn't anything else in the pictures. So this is not a new American mentality, no. Lee. This is not love of guns gone wild.
No, it is not. And of course, you know, and Massey's smart. This was something that will endear him to his constituents and to Second Amendment adherents, whether they are of Democrat or Republican persuasion makes no difference. If you believe in the Second Amendment, which if you're a Democrat and believe in the Second Amendment, you've got a real problem with your party. But at any rate, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's like, you know, hey, you know, what about somebody posts with a picture of their new pickup truck or a car or their, you know, their solar panels or their trees they planted out in the backyard? So what? Big deal. You know, that's not a threat. That is just, hey, this is something that interests me. This is something that I place value in, and I'm sharing it with you. If you don't like it, hey, it's a free country. Well, it used to be.
Okay, text writes, Lee, the politician on that card is holding a machine gun. It's an M60.
Oh, and I didn't see the machine gun.
Which is belt-fed,
capable. Okay, I did not see that one.
On a full auto,
okay,
belt-fed.
Well, then that
capable.
Is a machine gun. Okay. Fine. Yeah. But yep. I just, I'm always very cautious when I see anybody in the media talking about something that and calling it a weapon of war or something like that. So if he was posing with an M60, hey, good on him.
Yeah,
and it's nice to have one of those in the collection.
I agree. I'm not going to pretend to be a gun expert. I'm not.
No, I'm not
Rambo
either.
Loco would have been like, oh, that was produced in 1995.
Yeah, exactly. He'd probably give you the serial number of it.
Look, it looks just like the other ones. How can you tell? But he can. So.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. Okay, a rare event has occurred. I rarely ever look at a situation and don't know what to think. But this is one that I looked forward to getting in here today to ask you what you thought. I could argue both sides of this pretty persuasively. So I want to know what you think about this. You saw the Oxford High School shooting Tuesday. Absolutely tragic. 4 teens dead, 4 beautiful children. We as parents, you know, just thank God they weren't ours. There, but for the grace of God, go I. But then you get to details about this thing, about the parents. This kid was highly disturbed. Obvious from school officials warning the parents about it, and yet they thought nothing of buying him a gun. Thought nothing of letting him have the gun. Thought nothing when he got caught searching for ammo during school time. I'll get into the details of that for a moment. Regardless, again, if you watch the news this weekend, the parents were charged with 4 counts, not the student, the parents, with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. And they went on the lam for a while. That bizarre to do that. I mean, I don't know where they thought they were going to get away or where they thought they were going. But they did. They didn't. They were supposed to turn themselves in. They didn't. It resulted in a manhunt. Parents are obviously nuts here. Let's just bottom line it. The parents are nuts. Four charges of involuntary manslaughter. Okay. Mom is posting in the weeks before this event, posts on social media bragging about how she's bought this clearly highly disturbed kid, the family did, a gun. Things begin to go downhill from there. And here is basically the run-up of the story. The U.S., I'll skip that part. Okay, here's what happened. So the shooting is on Tuesday. The couple is contacted first on Monday by the school system. And the day of the shooting, a teacher found a note on Ethan Crumley's desk that's the kid, that alarmed her so much, took a picture of it on her phone. The note included a drawing of a semi-automatic handgun pointing at the words, "The thoughts won't stop, help me." Another section of the drawing of a bullet with the words "blood everywhere" was written above it. Between the drawing of the gun and the bullets is one of a person who seems to be shot twice and bleeding. Below that figure is a laughing emoji. Now, they have restorative justice at this school, which is a bad thing, which means you can't be suspended unless mom and dad agree. You can't be removed from the school unless mom and dad agree. That's in freaking sane. So you've got liberal discipline policies, which are terrifying, and I hope don't make their ways into our schools. Liberal discipline policies, which usually precede these school shootings these days. So mom and dad, knowing all of this, the school asked them to remove the son because the rule is the son can't be removed unless mom and dad say so. They say no. At the time, he's in the bathroom with the gun. He's in the bathroom with the gun. Part of the reason that the charges were filed by the prosecutors because the parents failed to ask their son if he had his gun with him. Now, they had been warned on Monday that he had been caught on class time searching for bullets, doing things like that, like he's online shopping for ammo. So they're there at the school. These very disturbing, very clear, disturbing sets of drawings have been found. Parents know. They know. They're sitting there in the office. That was the time to go, "Oh, hey, we got our kid a gun. Oh, hey, our kid has access to that gun. Oh, hey, we're keeping it in a drawer that's not locked." They said nothing. He was already in the bathroom with the gun. He began shooting at and killing other people's children just 2 hours later. On Monday, when a teacher caught him, this is the day before the shooting. On Monday, when the teacher caught him looking at ammunition sales online during class, the mother texted Ethan saying, "LOL, I'm not mad at you. You just have to learn not to get caught." The teen's father had purchased a 9mm 6-hour SP 2022 gun that was used 4 days before the shooting. His mom posted online bragging about the weapon, calling it her son's new Christmas present. Now, let me ask you a question. You agree with charging the parents for the manslaughter? Four manslaughter charges. Or no? This is just another gun grab. This is another step to whatever. See, because I got to tell you what, my patience for people like this is gone. I'm done. I'm no. Because when you do idiot things like this with a gun, you put all of our gun rights at risk. And there are many people in this country, and those who are buying guns right now at record levels, they're buying their guns because they need them. They are women. They are single mothers. Many of them are black. They need these guns to survive in the new 30% homicide increase environment in a single year. Record high. They're desperate. You do this kind of idiot thing, do you deserve to be charged? Or no, it's on the kid. He did it. Obviously, he's going down. He should go down. But the parents... Texter writes, "We are a second amendment." So I want to know what you think. Is this going down the wrong path? We shouldn't support this because, then we're going to get every parent whose kid, shoots, goes to target practice, has a straight bullet, hit somebody's dog, they get charged. I mean, are we going to do that or what? I guess that's the debate. But you know what? I'm over. I am over parents doing stupid. I'm over people doing stupid stuff with guns. That's just selfish. Got some great responses already. You can add yours by texting it to 71307. It's a Common Sense Retirement text line.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning on this Monday. This is an incredible story, and your comments are rolling in. We're going to read those. Parents of the school shooter charged with four counts of involuntary homicide. They didn't do the shooting. Their student did. They bought the gun, gave him access to it. Now, there's a whole just bunch of stuff going on here, okay? Oxford High School, which is in the Detroit suburbs. Oxford High School practices restorative justice discipline. This is all nuts. And so the parents have to agree in this case, because he had no prior incidents, the parents would have to agree before he could be suspended, could be removed from school. And they flat out refused. They did not tell the school, which had just found, a teacher had found very disturbing drawings, which were shown to the parents of, you know, basically school shooting. The parents didn't mention that he had been given a gun and he had access to it. And then flatly demanded that he be kept in school. This is where the charges are coming from, because they did not divulge that. This is when you read this. Oh, my gosh. So the counselors pull him in. Mom and dad are literally, they're down the hall. They're having the conversation, okay? Counselors pulling him. He's sitting in the office. He tries to get out of the office. He says, well, I need to go do my science homework. Let me get that. I got to study for my science test. So they let him go get it, and he returns. He's doing his work quietly, his missing work assignments. Sitting in there in the office, he has the gun in his backpack the whole time. The whole time. School counselors, this is CNN, so it might be true. School counselors told the parents that they must seek counseling for their son within 48 hours. Otherwise, the school would contact Child Protective Services. When asked to take their child home for the rest of the day, Throne said the parents flatly refused, leaving their son behind to return to work because he had no prior disciplinary actions on his part. What the heck? He's drawing pictures of a school shooting. Let me go over to the bloody spot on the wall and bang my head. They decided to send him back to class rather than what they thought would be an empty home. So the parents are sitting there at the meeting. He's sitting there, you know, oh, I'll take my work. Just not a care in the world. I'll do my work here in the office. Has a gun the whole time. He's waiting to do the shooting. He's waiting to do it. And this is a mom who bragged online they'd bought this kid a gun, kept it unlocked up. And I got to tell you, as a gun owner who values it for self-protection, so many of us, you know, have a need for that now. We're going to lose our gun rights because of people like this. I have no tolerance for this. I am over it. I hope they're convicted. But I wanted to know what you think, because I could easily, passionately argue the other side of this, too. One of those rare instances. Texture writes, come on, Tara, the nuts don't fall far from the tree. Do you think the parents give a hoot about the ramifications to our gun rights? They should be locked up next to their son. Good day to you. So says Russ in Moonville. Another texture writes, yeah, I see this side too. So the school just admitted they were at fault by asking the parents to take him home because they had the power to suspend or expel him. I think they didn't, because it seems to be what the CNN article is saying, is because it was his first offense. And that's the restorative justice problem. If it's your first offense, you can't kick the kid out unless you get parental permission. That's ridiculous. He's drawing pictures of a school shooting. So, I mean, that part's on the school system. Texter writes, hey, Tara, not defending the parents, but if the shooter is charged as an adult, which he is, what is the basis for charging the parents? I think they're going to go the whole negligent homicide route, which your negligence is so grotesque, you've caused the homicide. Texter writes, Tara, when my dad began to have delusions, I guess due to his liver and pancreatic cancer, I took away all his firearms because I didn't want him to hurt himself or someone. Same case here with his parent. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I believe culpable negligence, child neglect, and purely disgusting ignorance. But like everyone else, it's a Pandora's box and slippery slope of abusive prosecutions. Yes. Another texter writes, failure to live by the Constitution and implementing leftist idiot programs. These blue states reap what they sow. Texter writes, they supplied a lethal weapon to a child they knew had issues. I would be willing to say the word premeditated applies, should have got him an airsoft. Now the texter writes, I believe the parent should be charged. My only fear is that creates a precedent that will be used in all situations. So says Jimmy in Fountain Inn. Now the texter writes, hey Tara, this is absolutely the right move. Prosecute the parents. We're talking again about the school shooter. Makes parents more accountable, shores up the nuclear family, the left, regardless, will attempt to move on this, never let a crisis go to waste. Let's see. I look at the parents of school shooters on a case-to-case basis, another texter writes, based on what I know so far, I feel these parents should be charged. Another texter writes, This is an interesting point. The school principal should go down for not calling the cops. Okay, according to CNN, so it might be true. The school principal did not know and was not informed, did not make the final call. These were school counselors making the call. But good point. See, this is the part that baffles me. The kid's got a drawing, is drawing the murders of his classmates, and you didn't call the cops. I'm shocked by that. Our local school system, we've seen them call the cops on elementary students who bring Nerf guns to school. So, I don't get that. But yeah, so I don't know if the principal should go down for not calling the cops. The principal didn't know. But maybe the guidance counselors, or maybe the principal for not mandating the guidance counselors didn't tell them. I don't know. Texter writes, the parents are idiots for, see, I can argue both sides of this. The parents are idiots for sure, but this will totally be a gun grab. They will demand all students, parents with guns, be put on a list and or surrender guns while the child is in the school system. Yeah, they'll do all that. Now, the texter simply writes, the parents are morons. Absolutely agree with that. Texter writes, if he's 18, he should be the only one charged. If not, it's the parents' responsibility. Okay, so he's 15. Okay, so that's, if he's 18, he should be the only one charged. If not, it's the parents' responsibility. Okay. Now, the texter, 100% the parents should be charged. By the way, if you want to call in on this, 800-347-1063 is the Ingles Marketplace talk line. Now, the texter writes, ooh. Interesting point. Manson was convicted for life, and he never murdered anybody. Now the texter writes, Tara, go ahead and charge the grandparents as well while they're at it. Most likely four or more sets of them as well. Ooh, texter writes, the first thing I thought of when I heard this talk about the school shooting was Scott Peck's People of the Lie. Yes, that is a book that gives and gives. It will change the way you look at the world. I've read it multiple times. And finally, texter sums up pretty much this entire hour so far. The new normal is crazy. And now the text writes, what crime did the Michigan parents actually commit? See, that's going to be interesting to see if the prosecutor can make these charges stay. I would go something along the negligent homicide route. Those usually, though, don't carry a lot of time. But we'll see. Talking about the ICE Oxford High School shooter, parents now charged each with four counts of voluntary homicide, the kids he killed. It's an incredible story. It's a total failure of the school system, total failure of the parents. Interesting point being made on the text line. If you're going to charge the parents, you should charge the school system too. I mean, that literally is kids drawing a school shooting. And he is allowed to stay in the school. His parents are at the school. He's already got the gun in the book bag. He's in the principal's office trying to get out, making excuses, wanting to go back to class so he can kill his schoolmates. Now, the just real quick to recap, the basis for the charge against the parents is that they didn't tell the school system that they had bought him a gun and that he had access to it. Nobody ever checked his bag. How did they not check his bag? I mean, he's drawing a school shooting. This is incredible. Ralph, what's your take?
Well, parents are responsible for their children, and they need to take this to the next level. My son is 23. He wonders how did a 14-year-old, it was with two 16-year-olds, 2 a.m. in the morning, shoot somebody and the parents not know where they were. We got to start holding these parents accountable. The government has set up too much to destroy the family so kids can run wild. We got to get these kids back with their parents. I mean, they worry about them coming across the border with their parents, but they don't give a damn about them being at home in the United States with their parents.
Now, Ralph, wait, the 14 and the 16-year-old you're talking about, that was a case that happened around here, right?
Yes.
What was it? Recap it for me.
The parent held accountable. It was a drive-by, just random drive-by. I mean, it happens too often, 14, 16, 11-year-olds involved in shootings. And you know you were talking about why didn't the school first offense? A local school here, the teacher I know, saw the kid deranging a drug deal, alerted the resource officer. Resource officer came in, took the kid out, got his phone, got the other two kids. They were expelled. First offense, a spell.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you got to give people leeway. It depends on the charge. We're not talking about pushing a kid or stealing some from the canteen. We're talking about the option to kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Ralph. I had forgotten all about that case. Appreciate your point of view. 800-347-1063 is the Ingles Markets talk line. Texter writes, it started with moving children with obvious behavioral problems into the general school population with medication. Now they want to release violent criminals while maybe on an individual basis living at the judge's residence under their custody. Another texter makes a brilliant point here, too. Look, if the government, the schools want to raise our kids, let's charge them when they go on a shooting spree at school. It's an interesting point, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.